Blog Talk Radio.
This is the Global Church of God, and this is your host, Dr. Christian. Today we are recording this show, this radio show, this podcast from the famous LaGuardia Airport with an international audience. Everybody is in hurry and waiting for a plane, and the announcement in the background that you might hear are from the airport, of course. LaGuardia, Mr. LaGuardia was a former New York City mayor, one of the best ones in the history. Anyway, we have recently handled how did life get its start, how it, what the Bible tells, how it relates to the modern science, how people think, how people don't think, etc., whether it's evolution or creation. Now, we have proved to you, based on the Bible, that it is absolutely created by some intelligent element, whatever you want to call it. The Bible calls it God. Now, how do we know this? We have given to you proof, 101 pieces of evidence in the Bible that the Bible text must be true. God put the 101 and even more, but 101 clear proof, scientific proof, historical proof for you to see and read, that you can understand and have the confirmation that the Bible text is true. The Bible says God dictated and inspired the dictation. He dictated to the Jewish people. Why did he choose the Jewish people? We don't know all his reasons, but we know at least that the Jewish people had one of the most advanced writing technology at that time. And also realize the Bible is written by hundreds of different people, and yet the Bible seems like written by one person. And of course it's written by one person, God. What is the Bible written for? Bible is written for us as a success book for life. When we apply the information and the guidance what the Bible gives us, how to live, how to behave, how to do everything, we will have a long, happy, successful, healthy life. So will your children. But do we apply this information? Not many people do. Not even those people who believe they are religious people and they go to church. Now, the Bible was written about 4,000 years ago. God decided to give us that gift, because it's a gift when it is a book for success. When you follow it, you will be successful, including financially rich. Bible doesn't say that you cannot be rich financially. It says, on the contrary, God wants you to be financially rich and successful. But Bible says you cannot just keep the money as your God. Bible says there are two most important success laws. The success law in an old-fashioned language is the same as commandment. So we have to use a modern language Bible when you study the Bible, and study the Bible with your whole family as a weekly family meeting. At the beginning of the week, you decide together what you study from the Bible, and then during the week, everybody reads that, study that, and then you discuss that after 1 week. Then you have this year after year, year after year, you'll see how your family will be more and more happy and more successful. Have all children there, including the babies. Babies already learn in the womb, and they will learn also here in this kind of success group. That's your family success group, and your children will absolutely thank you for the rest of their lives, how long after you've gone, that you have this family meeting. This family meeting is supposed to last as long as you have any child in your home, in your, even after that, as your couple continue doing that. This is one of the most important things. Use modern language Bible. Modern language Bible means it's written in, it's the same text, the Bible text, but let me put in the form of modern language. Languages, they all develop. Words disappear, new words come, etc. We cannot understand the Old Testament language. For instance, the Old Testament King James Version is based on the 1700 English. And people use that. And many churches use that. Why? People don't understand. Most people who go to church don't even know what sin means, because the pastors don't explain, because the leaders of the church don't explain, or a commandment. A commandment means success law. Sin means breaking a success law. As an example, and respecting God, revering God, that's a simple to understand. That means following his success laws in the Bible. Now, we have been proving to you that the science is with creative creation theory. Creation meaning based on the Bible. Bible is absolutely the case, the way life was started. Now, we have given you information. It's on our website, and our website is www.ggc1.weebly.com, based on the organizations and the church organizations name, Global Church of God. Global Church of God is the first nationwide, worldwide online church. So it's a modern church in that respect. And we are building it up more and more to be a model for all these modern churches based on the Bible all the time. Now, how did living things developing handle today? It's on put on our website, the text. The website is there, the text is there in the tab, TV and radio shows. You'll find the date, today's date, and then you have the, then have the text there. How did living things develop? This is based on the biblical text. What some say, the first living organism gradually developed into a variety of living things, including humans, through a process of random mutation and natural selection. Why some people are not satisfied with this answer? Some cells are more complex than others. According to the one reference, how simpler cells could develop into more complex cells is often rated the second major evolutionary mystery after the original life. Scientists have discovered with each cell intricate molecular machines composed of protein molecules that cooperate to perform complex tasks. These tasks include transporting and converting nutrients into energy, repairing parts of the cell, and conveying messages throughout the cell. Could random mutations and natural selection account for the assembling and functioning of such sophisticated components? Many find the concept difficult to accept. Let's understand something about our human capability to understand. Our understanding, even though we call Homo sapiens, meaning intelligent human. Of course, we have great intelligence level, but we don't understand everything. We don't understand or know even all the secrets of the universe. There are certain things that we cannot understand that is left in our belief system to believe, choose. So we have a freedom to choose. We are not slaves. God gave us free will to decide what we do, but when we believe the Bible, it always proves to be the right. I mentioned that God put the evidence, 101 pieces of evidence, they are listed in our website, in the tab of Sachsology, starting from the end, called from the end to the beginning, and you see those. Study those first with your family. It takes several weeks to study, but it's based on the understanding that you start believing what the Bible text is true. So start from there. Then start from the Proverbs. You continue and take the part from the Proverbs. At the beginning, mostly study those 101 pieces of evidence. They are historical scientific evidence. God gave those people who wrote down based on the dictation as an evidence, science facts, and predictions for the future, that those people who never had known what they wrote down. So it's understandable that somebody who knew the secrets of the universe must have told to them to write down. Those are the pieces of evidence when you understand that they could have written down something what they couldn't have known, and they are science facts that we had discovered 1 year ago, or 10 years ago, 100 years ago. It doesn't matter how many years ago. They are still there. God put those 101 pieces of evidence for us, for you, for everybody to believe that someone has dictated to us human beings. And then God says in the Bible, next, it's me who created you. So you start believing that. And so you start having the family meeting, study those, and then step by step, and then a little bit from the Proverbs. Proverbs is a very easy to understand part of the Bible. It's a practical life advice. Then just a little bit from the New Testament, and a little bit from Old Testament, just a little bit. Your family meeting should be about 2 hours long. When you study this year after year, everything goes through. It takes 15 years to go through the Bible this way and all this material, but it doesn't matter how long. You might be coming through in 5 to 10 years if you do more, but it's up to you. The main thing that you will see how your family will be happier. The main thing is that you will experience that your marriage will be stronger. And when you apply this information, if you don't apply the advice, guidance, and success guidance, then you have no results. But decide together as a family that you will apply everything what you decide together to apply in your family. And you will see that Bible is the success book for life. So, choose a modern language Bible that you can understand. Let's go forward in this text. Animals and humans developed from a single fertilized egg. Inside the embryo, cells multiply and eventually specialize, taking on different shapes and functions to form distinct parts of the body. Evolution cannot explain how each cell knows what to become and where it should move within the organism. And yet, let me tell you something and ask myself something. How could it be possible that such a complex thing as life is would be such haphazard Big Bang? It is not possible. There is a clear proof and evidence in the Bible how life started. And remember now, God didn't create life. God didn't create the world. God didn't do this in 7 days as we think as a day, 24-hour days. The day in the Bible text is a symbol of a period. It means a period in 7 steps. And it certainly we know that the life of how the Bible says, in those steps we know, based on science, in that order the life came also on earth and started appearing on earth exactly in the same order. You say in the 7 days, it doesn't mean the weekly days what we have. No, it means 7 steps. Let's go forward. Scientists now realize that for one kind of animal to develop into another kind of animal would require that changes take place within the cell. At the molecular level, since scientists cannot demonstrate how evolution can produce even the simplest cell, is it plausible that random mutations and natural selection could be responsible for the different kinds of animals on the planet? Regarding the structure of animals, Michael Behe, B-E-H-E, professor of biological sciences, says that while research has revealed unexpected, stunning complexity, no progress at all has been made in understanding how that complexity could evolve to unintelligent processes. It could evolve by unintelligent processes. So it cannot be just a haphazard process. That makes no sense to any real scientist. No sense at all. Human beings, this is left up to your choice to believe. The proof is in the Bible, in all those 101 pieces of evidence. Then you study those and start studying step by step through the Old Testament and New Testament, and the New Testament from the New Testament take a revolution. But take a little bit also from the revolution at the beginning. So you have different parts, not too much. The family meeting should not be more than 2 hours, otherwise it gets too heavy. So follow these instructions and your life will change. Your marriage will become stronger and happier. Your family will be stronger and happier. The family union will be better. You cannot know this before you experience, but this is the key to follow these instructions. So human beings are conscious and self-aware, have the ability to think and reason, and possess moral qualities such as generosity, self-sacrifice, and a sense of right and wrong. Random mutations and natural selection cannot explain the existence of these unique qualities of the human mind. The Bible says that God created us humans in His own image. Only thing what we are not like God is that we cannot create these things. We have to have it in our belief system and based on our choice. But we have the knowledge to understand, to believe these things when we start studying the Bible. Also, as I mentioned, take part of the revolution just at a little bit that you can understand what the future of the world is. So when you study, starting from the 101 pieces of evidence, then you have that video. Not only that, but one part of there, and then you go forward, add a little bit, as I mentioned, from the Proverbs, which is a practical life advice, and then a little bit from the Old Testament, and that's the past of the mankind and world, and then a little bit from the New Testament, which is the also past, but is the future, and the second covenant. The first covenant was then God created Adam and Eve, the first people, as his own image. And then the second covenant is then God sent His only begotten Son to save us. Whoever believes in Jesus will be saved for the eternal life that lasts forever in a paradise. Now, these are two complicated things to believe without the evidence in the Bible. Stop studying the Bible as I explained to you in a family group. So, conclusion for all this. While many insist that an evolutionary origin of life is an indisputable fact, others are not satisfied with the answers that evolution provides regarding how life began and how life developed. This is all up to you. Believe God gave you mind that can understand. That's your duty to teach to your children as a successful life advice. The Bible is a success book. It is absolutely a success book. In a modern language, the commandment, like 10 commandments, means 10 success laws. Sin means breaking these success laws. And repenting means stopping breaking these success laws and start following them. When you apply those information, what is in 10 commandments, your life will be changing into much better. So let me ask you again. Now, the Bible is not anti-science. On the contrary, it encourages people to examine the natural world. It's Isaiah 40:26, read that. While the Bible is not a science textbook, it is consistent with scientific fact. For example, the Bible does not support creationism. It does not state that the earth was created in 6 literal 24 days. The term day, as used in Genesis, applies to periods of considerable length. So it doesn't mean that it's created. Creationism means done in 7 days. No, the day, as I mentioned already, is a period of time. In steps, 7 steps. The Bible teaches that life comes only from life. With you, God is the source of life. This is in Psalm 36:9. Then Bible says God made plant and animal life according to their kinds. This is Genesis 1:11-12, 21-25. The Bible does not define the boundaries of these kinds. This allows for a degree of variations with each kind. So we develop forward with our capabilities in life. Meaning life and living beings. So God created humans with the capacity to display the same moral qualities that he possesses. These qualities include love, goodness, and justice. God said, let us make man in our image according to our likeness. This is in Genesis 1:26. I know by experience that anything I say to you and anything I teach you as a pastor is true. I have experienced it and I know what I'm saying based on my own experience. So, after considering the evidence, many people conclude that life is the product of a superior intelligence. Consider the example of Anthony Flew, F-L-E-W, a professor of philosophy who at one time was a leading advocate of atheism. Atheism means, A-T-H-E-I-S-M, means that I don't believe in God. I deny God's existence. That this is only evolutionary theory what I believe and not even that. Then most of those people, atheists, must say, I don't know what the answer is. That's the case. But anyway, then Anthony Flew, the professor of philosophy, learned about the staggering complexity of life and the physical laws of the universe. Professor Flew changed his opinion. Citing an ancient approach to reasoning, he wrote, we must follow the argument wherever it leads. For Professor Flew, the evidence pointed to the existence of a creator. It will do you also when you start studying the Bible, the way we have advice. It will. That's the best gift you can give your children, because that is the success book for life, the Bible. So, the person we have referred to him earlier in this series on show material came to a similar conclusion. Despite his advanced education and his career in entomology, he said, I saw no proof that life arose spontaneously from non-living matter. The order and complexity of living things convinced me that there has to be an organizer and a designer. I have had the same experience in my life to understand. So will you when you look at the evidence and when you start studying the Bible. And you have nothing to lose, only everything to gain, because the success book, the Bible, is meant for your and your family's success. It's meant for every family's success. Then you apply the information. There's a saying, knowledge is power. But I say that's not the right statement. That's not the right quotation. I state that now in a correct form. That's another quotation developed by the host of this show. It goes like this. Knowledge is no power. Only applied knowledge is power. So apply the information. When you do the study in the Bible, when you do these things in a family together, and then decide to apply the information, you will see what miracles will happen in your life, including financial miracles. Everything. You stay healthier, you have a better family life, you have a stronger marriage, and everything good will come to your way in your life, including your in the future, in your children's life. So, back to this text, what we're going through today. Just as a person can learn about an artist by examining his artwork, we can come to discern the creator's qualities by studying the natural world. Take time to consider the book attributed to the creator, the Bible, the success book for life. There we can find satisfying answers to questions about mankind's past and practical solutions to the problems facing people today, facing your family and you today also. You will become convinced that the Bible is a product of a superior mind, that someone else than humans have written it. The humans were only secretaries, and it was dictated to them, as the Bible says. It's interesting about this Bible text is even though it has been 40,000 years existing, it has never changed. That's a miracle. That absolute miracle, it is still the same original text. Because it says in the Bible, my word will stay forever. So, as everyone who has gone through the same process has found, the Bible's answers are worth considering, and they will, and because they will lead you to success. And I certainly encourage you to examine them for yourself as a family. Follow these instructions. When you listen to this radio show, and if you do want, you can register as a listener and get continuing education and university credits and college credits that are valid worldwide. They never expire and they are free. The instructions are in our website, www.ccc1org.bibli.com. And one more thing, take into your family meeting material when you have gone a little forward, maybe after a couple of 3 months, maybe. Take an additional material from our sister organization, which is Science Organization. It's an organization, not for profit organization, called Save the American Family. It has a very huge website. And from there, go to tab services, and there a sub tab Restoring Any Marriage. That's one of those main tabs, Restoring Any Marriage, for family issues, and take part of there also study with your children. Have somebody lead in your family meeting, including in a rotating basis your children who are old enough to do that, then they can learn the group leading techniques and shine also in their school with their newly learned skills. The time of the show is over soon. Follow these instructions and apply these principles in your life. Then you will be successful in life. But if you don't follow this, nothing will change in your life. There is not one person in this world who wouldn't like to have a better life. Even if you would buy a multi-billionaire, you would still would like to have a better life. And the better life comes in applying the information from the Bible. Do what I've been asking you to do. Do what I've been guiding you to do. Give this best gift to your children. You will never regret that, and your children will thank you for the rest of the life, long after you can. The end of the show is now. This is your host, Dr. Christian, and until next time. The text, as I mentioned, is in the website, in tab, the Radio DD shows, and you find there today's date. That's all this time. Until next time, this is host in Jesus' name. Amen.